This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi and welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt's Revenge. Now, this word, it may be one of life's most subtle temptations. All of us probably at one time or another have wanted to get even for being mistreated. Maybe it was an employer who promised you something and it never came through. Maybe your spouse walked out on you when you needed him or her the most. Or a parent who failed you, or someone in your church who hurt you, or hasn't appreciated you. And so what's happened? You're waiting for that chance to get even and you're seething inside because you're holding a grudge. Well, Thomas Wilson once said it costs more to revenge injuries than to bear them. And I think that's true. I mean, in the Old Testament, we read where David was wronged by his superior, King Saul. And even though David had been a devoted servant, we read that Saul became so intensely jealous of him that he plotted to kill him. And at first, he put him in the front lines of the battle. He gave David the most difficult assignments, hoping that he'd be a casualty. But when David continually came home as this hero, Saul began to be so outraged that he actually threw a spear at this young man, David the musician, in an attempt to kill him. David sidestepped that spear, and he excused Saul on the basis of his mental illness. So as you read the Old Testament, you find that Saul wouldn't give up, and so he sends an army of soldiers out after David to, I guess, do him in once and for all. And David becomes a fugitive, and for the next 8 years he's on the run. Now, if ever there was someone who you'd think would be wanting to get revenge, it'd be David, because he'd been appointed by God's prophet Samuel to be the king, and he displayed his faith. I remember David and Goliath. David, a man after God's heart, is hunted down like an animal by Saul and his troops. So you can imagine how angry and resentful he must have felt. Everything that he'd been wanting had been stripped away because of Saul. But King David is one of the greatest examples we have in the Bible of bearing injuries and not taking revenge, because in Joshua we read, when David saw his chance to kill Saul, he didn't. His friends tried to make David kill Saul with his spear. So you imagine, a jealous madman is out hunting you like an animal. You're living in caves, you're dodging the spies and wondering whether you're going to get through another day. And you find that unique opportunity to take him out. And although David knew the prophet Samuel had anointed him to be the king of Israel, he refused to take the kingdom by his own hand. Why? He waited for God to depose King Saul, because David would not touch the Lord's anointed person. It's a wonderful story, and it's easy to justify taking matters into our own hands when people have done the wrong thing. And we believe wrongly, you know, that we have the right to strike back. So the question is, do you look to God when something goes wrong and people are against you? Because God is big enough to handle our enemies. So the saddest part of revenge, I think, is that it puts us on the same level as those who've actually wronged us. And God clearly demonstrates to us through the Bible that if there is to be any getting even, it's not up to us. No, God will do it in his own time. And two Christian psychiatrists made the statement that there is only one unconscious motive for retaining anger or for holding grudges, and that motive is vengeance. And it's true. We hold it and we won't turn it loose because it's a matter of vengeance. I'm going to get even with you. How different to what the Bible says in 1 John 4:7. My dear friends, we must love each other because love comes from God. And when we love each other, it shows that we've been given new life. And so there it is. A person who carries animosity or hatred towards another person doesn't have a whole lot of assurance of the fact that God has saved him through Jesus. Do you know that holding on to vengeance will actually cost you broken health? Rick Warren said that if you don't release those who hurt you, you'll begin to resemble them. Interesting, isn't it? So let's remember, do your best, the scripture says, to live at peace with everyone. Dear Lord, vengeance, a difficult subject, but Lord, may it be that we will never hold this sort of feeling towards another, but release them to you. Amen.